latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to the latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola hopes the nerve-jangling victory over Watford on Tuesday will serve as a wake-up call to his City players. City extended their lead at the top of the Premier League with a 2-1 win at Vicarage Road to 5 points, but were made to fight for the victory after Abdoulaye Doucouré pulled one back for Watford in the closing stages. The champions had been in complete control, but had only found the back of the net twice through Leroy Sané and Riyad Mahrez before Doucouré sparked a late scramble as Watford pushed for an equaliser. Guardiola was relieved to hang on for the win and warned his players they cannot afford to switch off at any point, saying, "You cannot afford to relax in the Premier League. We dominated the match but failed to kill it off." Meanwhile, and Guardiola has backed Gabriel Jesus to end his goal drought in the very near future. The forward hasn't scored since August, and that drought has seen him fire just one of the club's 45 league goals this season. He was handed the start up top against Watford on Tuesday night, but again failed to take his chances in the absence of Sergio Aguero. Last week, Guardiola revealed that he told his forward to relax and continue to do the little things, and Jesus did just that, but without the reward on this occasion. He said it's important he had the chances, creating the spaces, and the second goal he created for himself. He does many, many other things in terms of the pressing, in terms of helping in many, many situations. Finally today, Guardiola says he trusts Manchester City amid reports that UEFA could ban them from the Champions League as part of an ongoing investigation. An independent investigation was opened by European football's governing body into City following allegations published in a German magazine. Guardiola is hopeful the matter will be resolved soon, saying UEFA is doing what they're doing. If they found something, the club will make a statement, and I like to do that because we'll know exactly what is going to be finished.